The courthouse in Indianola, Mississippi, a few blocks from the juke joint where B.B. King played whenever he returned to his hometown, has a room full of old, heavy books. They sit on long tables and hold the history of every section of land in the country. I began with the present and looked to see who currently owned all the land in the township around the barn. One of the standard attacks a white conservative Southerner uses against a white liberal Southerner is to mock them for being full of guilt. Everyone will say that the past is the past, that they didn't own enslaved people or employ sharecroppers, that they aren't responsible for the sins of their fathers and grandfathers. Nobody will admit to guilt. But I noticed something as I penciled in current landowners onto a map. Most of the land around that part of Sunflower County was owned locally. There were two huge swaths of land, however, that were not. As I shaded in the map with locals and outsiders, a pattern emerged. At first, I didn't believe it was real, so I checked and then checked again. The two big plots of land owned by out-of-state investors were both shaped like cones and both spread out from the barn, a literal blast radius of shame, so that a map with local owners in green and absentee owners shaded yellow looked exactly like an hourglass with Jeff Andrews's barn sitting in the middle.